Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Today on the show, Julietta Miranda, the founder of Kid Drop Inc., joins us on the phone to discuss her run on Dragon's Den, as well as a couple of other topics that we'll touch on a little later on in the show. Joining me on the phone here today is Julietta Miranda, the founder of Kid Drop Inc. Julietta, how are we doing here today?
We're doing great. Thanks for having me on the show, Ryan.
That's good to hear. Looking forward to, you know, this conversation here. Is I wanted to ask about the Dragon's Den experience you had. Walk me through how that came about and your experience on the show.
So I was fortunate to go to South by Southwest last year as a Alberta Innovates delegate to understand the U.S. investment landscape for companies like Kid Drop. So I had just returned from Austin. I was just 2 days back, and I received an email from Futurepreneurs, which is an RBC partnership to help entrepreneurs grow. And in that email, it said, hey, auditions are open for Dragon's Den. And I looked at my partner, and he's like, we got to try. We got to go for it. And I thought, okay, but, like, I have serious stage fright. How's this going to work? And he's like, oh, you're getting ahead of yourself. Let's just do it. And then so we worked on the application. By Monday, we had heard back that they had called us in for an audition. Couple days later, found out we were selected, and then from there, a month later, we were traveling in one of our shuttles to Toronto to be featured on the show. It all happened pretty quickly.
That's for sure. You recorded on May 10th. It aired in November of last year, and while you didn't get any investment from the Dragons on the show, what was that feedback and interaction from the Dragons like?
It was amazing. I mean, I faced my fears of being on national television, which is just surreal. I've got to just say it's crazy. And they were all really gracious. I think what people don't understand about the show is that I was up there for almost an hour, and you are on the hot seat. There's a lot of back and forth and then banter between the Dragons. But my biggest takeaway was that they validated the idea. They thought it was a noble idea. They understood that it really was. We're a feminist organization of mothers solving a problem that is a mother's problem. So it kind of comes full circle. And Arlene Dickinson, being a single mom herself and having, you know, to grow an enterprise with young kids and then as they are getting older, but really doing it, you know, with that, those challenges herself, that she saw Kid Drop as being a really viable option for a lot of working parents. And, you know, they had a lot of great things to say. They didn't agree with the evaluation, but they saw me as a fierce entrepreneur, somebody that doesn't give up, that pushes forward, that is not held back by barriers or challenges. That's what entrepreneurship is. It's a lot of obstacles, and, you know, people call them failures. I call them learning opportunities. And then you just, you know, you keep the good fight alive. They all said, you know, we don't agree with the evaluation at this moment in time, but I can see it in a year. You should circle back, come connect with us in a year. And I thought that was pretty cool.
And that year is coming up. And another thing that, you know, you mentioned is that fear of stage fright and overcoming that in order to be able to present to the Dragons as well.
Yeah, it's... You know, at the beginning, well, so you're there with a lot of other companies that are pitching. We're not allowed to talk to each other. We're kind of, you know, separated and set aside. So we were part of the afternoon kind of group going in, and I was the first one out after lunch. So they put you in a kind of a holding area for about 5 minutes before they hit go. And I glanced over at an exit sign, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do this. What if I run now? And then just as I was formulating a thought, it's like, you're on. And it was so many, took everything in my power not to, you know, get too scared to do it. But they were all really wonderful. I had a little bit, I'll share with you a little story. I had a bit of a J-Lo, what I call a Jennifer Lopez moment on stage is, I finally got up there, and we did the presentation with the shuttles, and the kids come out, and I'm just sweating bullets, just sweating profusely. And I've seen other people on the show sweat too. So I'm sweating, I'm wiping my brow. They ask me maybe one or two questions, and I hear cut. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I do? What's going on here? And then I turn over, and hair and makeup is running at me, just like drying up all the sweat off my face. And then I feel these fans start turning on. So there's like a fan, there's like a breeze happening. And I was, you know, my throat's dry. They're like, get her some water. And I shut down production for a good 5, 6, 7 minutes just to tend to my nervous reaction. And then so right before we went on, Arlene Dickinson says to me, she says, listen, you got through it. The hard part's all done. We're just people. Just talk to us. And that made all the difference for me. It was just a really special moment to take the you know, settle the nerves and get to business.
So while the Dragons didn't quite invest in your company, it did sound like a positive experience. But I understand there was some interest outside of the den as well from a few investors across North America. How has that gone?
It's going great. I mean, it's always really special to be for people to reach out and see an opportunity for a franchise or licensing, or how can we have this in our area, in Surrey, in Winnipeg, in Calgary. But these are really big asks, you know, for a company that's still so small and so young in development that, you know, you can't get too ahead of yourself. I think there's the opportunities are great, but part of, you know, scaling or growing is also just to take a step back and reevaluate as far as where you're at and what makes sense and what will take you forward. And sometimes those steps are a lot slower than just running. So it's kind of an interesting thing. It, you know, with all the interest, a lot of questions come up that maybe I hadn't thought of or my team hasn't thought of. So we're still working through all of the possibilities. One of the highlights was I got in touch with, franchisor out of Vancouver. He has a company that him and his wife started called the Little Kitchen Academy. And they started at the same time as Kid Drop, like I believe even the same month. And they have grown to 30 locations across Canada, the U.S. He's a serial business developer. And so he and I are working together with his franchisees in Edmonton to kind of soft launch a pilot project to close the barrier between transportation and their program. And so I'm really excited about that. I think, you know, it's collaborating with other businesses that support youth and education in youth, you know, growing their skills and development. That is really going to make the key, all the difference for Kid Drop, because what we're doing is we're bridging the gap. And I think transportation is such a heavy barrier that, you know, that's our calling. That's what we're here. We're here to get kids safely from point A to point B. And sometimes, you know, we can't be everywhere at once as parents. So that's where we come in.
We'll be back with more from Julietta next on Fort McMurray Matters. Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Julietta Miranda, the founder of Kid Drop Inc., is back on the phone with us here today. Talk about the short turnaround time and, you know, the quick rise. You know, after opening in 2019, you're already in three cities, and that level and speed of growth has to feel quite rewarding.
It does feel quite rewarding. It's a really special time for our company, for our team, and we see a lot of opportunity, not just in Alberta, but across Canada. And I've had people reach out out of the U.S. and Chicago and New York. It's wild. And we're just, you know, taking it step by step, day by day. There's opportunity exists everywhere, and I think it's about making really strong, smart decisions in the right time. So that's my main focus, I think, as the CEO of Kid Drop.
How about that? A company that starts in Fort McMurray, Alberta, that has the potential to make it across North America in not a lot of time. Do you ever think you'd get this far?
I really didn't. When I started Kid Drop, I started from a pain point, a personal pain point. I was recently separated, going through a divorce. I have two young kids. They go back and forth between our houses regularly, and it's a really challenging time. I think the first 18 months are so painful for everybody. You know, everything's fresh, and there's a lot of anger or resentment or whatever that is. Those emotions are high. And, you know, providing a safe means for kids to go back and forth with potentially not having to deal with the parents and, you know, fighting or getting hostile. It's that what led me to for this service. I was looking for that solution myself, and to be able to now offer it to other parents. And so it started for, as a custody exchange for me, but it grew to so many other reasons why parents need rides for their kids. But a lot of what I realized through my time is that a lot of entrepreneurs start businesses from a pain point, a personal pain point, and it's those that position themselves from in that state of mind that seem to have the most success long term. And so I try to stay true to that, that it's something that's needed and something that really makes a difference in people's lives.
Seems commonplace that when a company starts to grow super quick, service seems to drop off in places. But just reading some of those testimonials you have on your website, that really doesn't seem like that's the case.
Oh, thank you. We try really hard. You know, I think it's for the customers. Like, you know, I'm a customer. My drivers are customers, our clients, and it's something that we all collaborate in a way that is really unique. At Kid Drop, we hire exclusively moms. And so our drivers, our vetted drivers that have, you know, all the credentials, all the safety regulations, but they also, because they're parents, they know how to speak to kids. And so we're able to navigate through the day-to-day and become a part of their lives in a unique way. And that's for parents and for kids. And we try really hard in our company not to lose sight of that, because yes, growth is really special and really exciting, but we want to make sure that we're keeping the integrity of the mom culture that we've created in our organization, and that carries forward into our practices for our clients.
With running a company, now this being the fifth year, there definitely had to be some setbacks along the way. What have you done to get through those tough times?
You know, mistakes are, you know, failures or whatever people like to call them, they're going to come up all the time. And I think one of my biggest was really early on when we were solidifying what type of vehicle we were going to offer for this service. We, you know, given that we're in Fort McMurray, it's cold up here, you know, how will the vehicles perform? It's got to be a diesel. I thought, you know, we looked at gas, we looked at this, and our first vehicle was a diesel. And it wasn't until winter hit that we recognized that there was a lot of challenges with having a diesel for a vehicle, and that gas was a better model. And so that was right out of the gate. That was like the very first, you know, offering. And that was 3 months into research about what, why, how, and, you know, why this makes the most sense. So even when you do seemingly everything right, you've done, you know, you put in the time, you've, you know, figured it out, you've talked to different suppliers, and you can still get it wrong. So I think that one of my greatest strengths as an entrepreneur is that you need to recognize, you know, when things are going awry, and you need to remedy them quickly. I call it pivoting. Like, you just need to be able to pivot quickly and with confidence. You know, you have to make a decision, and that's the decision, and that's how we move forward. And I do that consistently, weekly even, where you have to make these tough calls that make the most sense. And now this is the direction. And you know, many times it's the right way. And the quicker you can get to that, the better. You know, sometimes we're sitting with challenges for years, not knowing exactly why and not making a decision one way or the other. And the truth is not making a decision is a decision. So I think that the quicker you pivot, the better.
That's really well said. And for maybe those who don't know how KidDrop works, maybe just explain, you know, what your service provides and how it all works.
Thank you. So KidDrop is a transportation solution for busy parents because we offer door-to-door service to and from school, daycare, extracurricular activities, and custody exchanges. Like I said, our moms are our drivers are moms, and our vehicles are tech-enabled. So we have cameras on board, we have fleet tracking, driver performance reporting, and it's a really safe, unique option for parents that are busy. You know, we have our own schedules as kids get older and they get into their activities or tutoring, piano, all of these wonderful, enriching programs. They require movements and, you know, if they're busy, we're busy. We live in an era of convenience, and KidDrop just bridges the barrier. So that's what we do.
And I imagine the parents benefit quite greatly from that service, you know, because they're not tied up on the road. But also the kids get to benefit, too, as they get to, you know, hang out with some of their friends, even maybe just a little bit longer after the school day or things like that.
Yeah, that's right. I think one of my fondest moments, and this was, it's been over a year now, but I had a mom call me. And quivering, almost in tears, and her child had been on the service about a week. And she said, I just wanted to call you and thank you because this is the first time I've been able to have lunch at lunchtime. Normally, I use lunch hour to go and collect them from school, preschool, take them to daycare, and that's, I haven't had lunch at my desk. This is what this has done for me, for my time at work and my mental health. Like you're making a real difference in people's lives. And I just really wanted to share that with you. And that, without getting choked up, that was a really special call for me because it's making a difference. And I think that's the purpose of my calling and why we put so much energy and to take care of our clients and to take myself, to take care of our staff, our drivers, and just make sure that we maintain that that collective unified front, because it makes all the difference. And business is hard on a good day, and we have to celebrate whenever all the victories, regardless of how small they are. And that was a big one for me that day.
Coming up, more from my conversation with Julieta Miranda on Fort McMurray Matters. And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. We resume our conversation with KidDrop Inc.'s founder, Julieta Miranda. Safety an absolute priority on these shuttles as well. You did kind of touch on some of these safety features, but maybe just elaborate on what all parents could expect if they use your service.
Well, all parents could expect a clean vehicle. So because they're driven by moms, we take a lot of pride in sanitizing the vehicles regularly and cleaning them. So the vehicles are always clean. We offer booster seats, high back boosters, and 5-point harness so that if your child is small, 3-4 years of age, that they're sitting in a seat that's meant for them with the proper safety seats that they would expect in their own personal vehicles. And that's still something quite unique that isn't offered with other transportation services. As well as you have a 24-hour dispatcher. You can call us anytime. You will get a person on the other end that will share any information, whether about the movements or how their child did that day. And we have full visibility of that, and we're happy to share that with clients where they don't have to worry or wonder. They will always have somebody to talk to when they call KidDrop.
Looking ahead, what are some things your organization needs right now?
Our organization needs further investment. So there's a lot to growing and scaling, and that requires a lot of money. And part of that requires a really strong strategic plan. And that's what I've been working with. I'm working with some really smart people. You know, one thing that I suggest anybody does, especially in business, is that, you know, you find those that are smarter than you, that are more seasoned, that, you know, have experience in different spaces. And part of being a successful startup is also recognizing that fundraising is a real part of that. So pretty soon here, I've been pitching a lot. So that's, you know, getting out there, putting your idea for potential investment, but also for clients and awareness of the company. And I'll be doing that in a couple weeks here in Edmonton. I'll be pitching KitDrop to the Hong Kong Business Association, and that's pretty cool. I have another pitch competition, the Ultimate Mom Pitch, which is coming up. And so all of these steps, they just build on each other. The more people that are talking about the service or the opportunities for it, investment follows that train of thought. And so that's my big year is, you know, creating a strong strategic plan, getting in front of important stakeholders, and continue fundraising for KitDrop growth.
Are there any further expansion plans for other locations in Alberta?
There are, but I believe it might be a little too early to talk, because I think that there's a lot of areas that need it. You know, just outside of Edmonton, you have Spruce Grove. We've had interest out of Cold Lake, obviously Calgary, which are bigger cities like Edmonton. There's, you know, Red Deer, Fort Saskatchewan. I mean, the interest is everywhere. So I think that, you know, it's about understanding the market size, the opportunity, and the feasibility of being able to accomplish it all in a timely manner.
And I think we could both kind of agree here that rural and remote Alberta, there is a need for private sector services like yours, particularly in the north. Is that something that's on the radar at the moment?
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I put together a proposal for the government of Alberta to hire 180 moms and get 120 shuttles on the road for northern Alberta. So that is something that is under review, and I really am excited to start having conversations with the government about how do we provide this service for, you know, some of our rural communities that really will need it, and also that we can hire moms locally to provide the service. So it's going to be a win-win here. It's a big, audacious dream goal, and I'm just excited. Every day I get to do KitDrop is a win for me, and I'm just happy to be here 4 years out and still going.
Say there's someone looking to start their own venture like you did back in 2019. What would be your message to them?
So I've learned a lot over the last 12 months as I've been really trying to work on my business and not in my business, really understand the landscape of the resources that are available and at what stages do you tap into them. So, you know, anybody wanting to start a business, you need a business plan. And there's a lot of templates out there. It's, you know, some really basic questions. It doesn't have to be this 100-page document. But you really have to, if you start out with the idea and you formulate, you know, some thought processes around, you know, how will this business behave? Why is it important? Who are your key customers? Then there's actually funding for that. And I'm a really big fan of Futurepreneurs, because they will grant young entrepreneurs between the ages of 18 and 39 up to $60,000 to try their business idea with the right business plan. So I think anybody, and not just in that age, Futurepreneurs is limited to that age group, but anybody wanting to start a business, you need a business plan, but there's funding out there just in the idea alone. And that will level you up, because you don't have to worry in the initial stages of how you're going to afford, you know, very basic things to get going. So there's resources available with a strong idea formulated in writing. And so I would suggest starting there. And We have an incredible incubator in Fort McMurray called Startup YMM, and they are abundant in resources for, you know, marketing, tech, and just conversations about how to start. So those are my two go-tos.
Julieta Miranda, the founder of KidDrop Inc., anything else you'd like to add today?
I'm just grateful for having been given the opportunity to start such an audacious business in a community that I have lived in for 16 years. I have seemingly grown up here as an adult, raised my family here, and so I'm really proud. I'm really proud that it started here and that we're leaving a strong footprint as we continue to grow abundantly throughout Alberta and beyond.
Alrighty, Julieta, thank you again so much for the time here today. We look forward to getting you on Fort McMurray Matters again sometime soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ryan. Appreciate it.
That was our show for today. A big thank you to Julieta Miranda, the founder of KidDrop Inc., for joining us on Fort McMurray Matters. That does it for a full week of shows here on Fort McMurray Matters. We'll be back on Monday with a lot more topics to discuss right here on Play 103. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have yourself a great day.